Then the cow can go around. I saw. Say, there the mood is like the Java. I like this. Any time I get chance, go to South India, I like to go and stay overnight. I like that place. Right? If you get chance, you should go. Like that, many temples, many stories. Also, Vithal. There is Vithal in Pandharpur. There is also some story. Why he is standing like that? The devotee kept him waiting, so he is standing. Krishna, Rukmini Krishna. They call him Vithal Mahadas. He is standing like that. Why Krishna is standing like that? He is waiting. He said, hold on. He can't come now. The story I don't complete now, no, don't remember. Otherwise, I would have told you.
When the leak is, the boy is massaging his father's, mother's legs, so he asks Krishna to wait.
Acharya. But it is still there. Like that, many other stories, there are many stories. Very story how it came to be. These are proof. We cannot say, since I don't see, so this thing I don't know whether I can believe or not. Innumerable like that in India. You go Indian village after village, in different states, there's so many stories of the deities out there. How could you disbelieve this? One, you can disbelieve. Second, you can disbelieve. Third, you can disbelieve. Fourth, you can disbelieve. So intelligent person, Prabhupada says, believe, learn from hearing. And who is not intelligent, they want to see proof. I want to see in front of me. No, Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sabhasa. I don't reveal myself to anybody and everybody. To whom I am pleased, I reveal. So you have to please him. He is within our heart, he is seeing. Right. Even the Goswami's case, say, Raghunath Das Goswami, they used to think where I will put the deity, how I will excavate places. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this is Radha Kund, Sham Kundu, now I have to renovate it, this, that, where I will get money. One businessman, from time immemorial, Panchapandav and other used to go to Badrinath, Kedarnath. So one guy went Himalaya up. And still these days, people go to place of pilgrimage, sometimes they, from the aerial message they hear, still now, I heard, even in Badrinath. So one day he went, either through dream or some instruction, he is hearing that, you want to serve me, and you came here, so I am giving you instruction, this much amount of money, you give it to my devotee, great devotee, Raghunath Das, he is there in Vrindavan, somewhere, this in this place, ask. He want to do some renovation work or some other consumption, in short, something like that. And he has to went back and went there. He said, I'm looking for Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, Raghunath Das Goswami is famous. There, he said, yes, Swamiji. What's the matter? I want to serve you. Tell me what I can do for you. You're doing something, renovation work. Yes, yes. I want to do this much amount of money, what it costs. Still there. So it's a new story. Bhaktivinoda Swami had come to the West to fulfill the desires and the vision of his spiritual master and of Bhaktivinoda Thakur by creating Vaishnavas among the Westerners. Now, if the Westerners were to become actual devotees, they would have to be given the deity worship. Prabhupada taught them everything. Because even, which is normal system in India, the girls are not getting Brahmin initiation unless they get married and his husband is Brahmin. Prabhupada even transgresses, makes this more liberal so that gradually all they can learn how to worship deity. Even the girls are allowed to go inside deity room doing worshipping. He sometimes says, my boys and girls, they are no less than the boys. They are doing something wonderful service. So she gave them, deep seeing their talent, capacity and qualification. Now, if the Westerners were to become acharya, otherwise it would be more difficult. He has to face so many criticism from Indian caste Brahmins. Total. Why are you giving the Brahmin thread? Why are you giving the Gayatri mantra, all these things? That Prabhupada has to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was doing that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also blessed him and he fulfilled his desire for doing that. Prabhupada loved the devotees, devotees also loved Prabhupada. And this is actually Krishna consciousness. One loves Krishna, he loves his devotee. And devotee also loves them. Prabhupada said this is like a Krishna's big family. Here there is no, in the spiritual world where you go, there is no sannyasi in Krishna's family. Prabhupada said that. Just you love Krishna, Krishna loves you. It doesn't matter what you are, your position. Krishna has got son, Krishna has thousands of wife, queens, and all of them have got palaces. Everybody loves Krishna, Krishna also reciprocates them accordingly. Because ISKCON also like that. It's just like a big family. Forget, I am this, I am that, all these things. This is for, to run an organization, we require that. Somebody has talent to be like sannyasi, all that he is there. Somebody has talent and to do temple president, but he may be grihastha. Somebody has talent, she may be making dresses wonderful, and she will be doing maybe the same thing when you go back to spiritual world. It doesn't matter, she may be woman. Somebody may be working in the field, who knows, or tending cows, goshala, he may be become the cowherd boy like that one. So if for everybody, there is there to become happy in Krishna consciousness. And somebody is making nice sweets, and he can make the same maybe for Krishna when you go to spiritual world. And Prabhupada makes such a wonderful organization, a house where the whole world can live peacefully and joyfully. So first instruction Prabhupada there, everybody should learn this thing first and foremost. I am not this body, that means I am not American, I am not Russian, I am not Pakistani or Indian. The fight. Prabhupada again he used to say that. This is the first lesson Prabhupada will tell. We are not this world, Aham Brahmasmi. If the Western Acharya, Bhaktivedanta Swami, was confident in his spiritual master's direction and in the scripture, he had faith that Lord Jagannath was especially merciful to the fallen. He prayed that the Lord of the universe would not be offended by his reception at New Jagannath Puri. When the kirtan ended, Swamiji asked Haridas to bring him the candle. Swamiji passed his hands across the flame and touched them to his forehead. Every day we do? He's showing them each and everything he showed and asked them, you do the same. And this way he taught everything. Then he said, deity worship has got so many other details, but gradually you learn.
I think Prabhupada even taught the women how to wear a sari.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
That is one of his disciples, Dattaka Gopal.
Has he?
The Prabhupada was teaching her how to wash the sari.
How to wash the sari?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in England, some Mataji come from Gujarati families. They don't like Bengalis, unlike they are non-vegetarian. They are vegetarian. And his son is studying in university, Cambridge University, will come. Say, Prabhu, can I also help? The usual Indian system, I say, Mataji, come. You can see this American girl, that Damayanti, you remember Damayanti? So I say, these girls, they don't know everything, all Indian dishes, how to make. Can you show them how to make samosa? And she's rolling this, how to make puri, chapati. And they see how to do that. And she's doing very first class, talented. And the girls gradually pick up. I remember, even in London, sometimes I allow some Gujarati ladies, they are pure. Very Krishna conscious. They may sometimes take a little tea, most probably. What can be done? Pure compared to others. So let our girls, many learn from them also, many things. And they became good, they are good cook. Even men are very good cook, our devotees. Revati Nandan used to be first class. Prabhishnu Maharaj, I remember, used to make feast, you remember? You sometimes also join in making halwa. And everybody likes halwa, and some say simply by eating halwa, simply eating samosa, simply eating pakora, they are so much attracted. Simply taking cheese sabji, the police will come to the temple with his whole family. Otherwise he had to pay a big bill to the restaurant every weekend. Sometimes many foreigners go with their whole family to a restaurant, either Indian or Chinese, sometimes other. These two are very popular in the West, I saw. And if you see, we sometimes tell them, I heard you have got a very nice feast. Do they give cheese? Yes, you come Sunday. He came with his whole family and liked it. The prasad very nice. He said, delicious. And you can conquer other hearts. There is a saying, to reach the heart of a person is through the stomach. If somebody feeds and he likes it, then he can conquer his heart. He's satisfied. He's also Bengali, there is a saying like that. You want to win the heart of somebody, nicely feed him, he likes it, and he conquers his heart. So. Prabhupada also used to cook and devotees come to listen lecture after that. Outside cold snowing, and they take both. One handful of nice hot halal, lot of butter, and so very good. It's nice. Who doesn't like it? So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, chanting, dancing, feasting. And actually, Prabhupada showed that this age. Prabhupada will feed them again and again. What do you like? More chapati, more halwa. All right, take. Eat sumptuously. They like it.
Actually, when Prabhupada first went to America, I don't think he was thinking so much about prasadam distribution.
He emphasized on prasad law.
No, but when he first went there, he didn't know what to expect. He didn't know whether people would like Indian food or not.
He didn't know, yes. It's true. But he started doing and it's fine, right? There is one, after a few pages is there, today it passed very quickly discussing, actually. There I just, before coming here I was reading, and I find Prabhupada is cooking so much kachori, pakora, all these things, and they're eating, they love it.
Actually, the first thing he did was just cut up a piece of apple.
Yeah, he used to give.
Give us an apple.
And they, after chanting, they saw Prabhupada going to the storefront, and they all followed him. And came to Prabhupada chanting, and a lot of talk he had, and started giving prasad, introduction.
He did not know their diet, full stop. He didn't know what they ate or anything. He didn't know what foods he could have or anything.
He thought there were all there was in he could have in America is potatoes. Just potatoes. That's all.
I think roasted potatoes, with butter and black pepper.
Just boiled potatoes.
Wonderful.
He took a bag of cereal with him.
Yeah, he took some flat rice.
He thought all there was space, in America was meat.
Space he took
He thought there was only meat in America. He didn't know what to expect.
He took a cooker. He just put something and one hair. And hair. Then one is heated up and the other by steam they cooked. Within 1.5 hour cooked for 5-6 persons. Lunch. But Prabhupada is this incredible, you can think of.
Prasadam ended up to be one of the biggest weapons.
Prabhupada said this is our last weapon, is it?
Secret weapon.
Secret weapon.
Because the people, when they come, they're attracted by the chanting, and they like a little bit of philosophy, but when they have feast, then they're convinced.
The hearts are conquered.
Prabhupada used to cook the whole feast for everyone.
Yeah, Prabhupada himself, even after everybody finished, he sometimes himself would be washing the plates. Early days.
Pots?
Yeah, pots. He did everything. Then devotees came to know that it's not he should do all this, he's so humble that he does. So they started doing it.
Teach by yourself.
How Prabhupada, changed them. Taught them everything. Take bath, dress themselves, how to put tilak, everything himself.
Actually, in the very early days,
one day Prabhupada is telling to one of his disciples, he's in his room, he said, and he can't understand, he's always scared of him. Tilak. And he's telling, some time to time, you should check your forehead if there have a tilak, because when you go out, if there is no tilak on your forehead, it's just like a gentleman. Does a gentleman go without clothes in the public? He said, it is just like a, without tilak, forehead is just like a shashan. That means inauspicious place, burning crematorium. Right. Very inauspicious. But you have got tilak. Here is the ambassador of the spiritual world, coming from Vaikuntha, Vaishnava, servant of Vishnu, our Lord. It reminds me, it's also good preaching.
Prabhupada always had tilak.
Always I saw, very clearly, time to time he'll check it. Is he raised? Again, put. See, nice. Look effulgent, beaming. I remember, when devotee come to the temple, and the temple commander or the head, the time to give to the new devotees some nice photo of Prabhupada like that. It's meditative. One should be, every moment, think of Krishna, also think of Guru. Then you are in touch with Guru. He will guide you, provided you act according to his instruction. You should also meditate on his instruction. That is called bhajan. Because he knows, he's like a doctor. You go to a hospital and he may say you medicine, but many patients are there, but some of them have the same disease, but some chronic, some just the preliminary first stage, some is a very old disease, and it takes time to cure him. So some of the things are common medicine, some are not. Some are treated one way, some are another way, because it's a different disease. So Guru says, you do this. This is your service. You stay with me, you go there and you do this. But some of the things are common. He said, you do this. And he also asks, you do the same thing. But also you do this. Like this. And you should do that for him. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, there is a verse, Baba Sattika Buddhi Ekya Hakumana. If something total follows the instruction of the Guru, it becomes very easy devotional service. But it is an austerity, it is a tapasya. Sometimes we may not like to do. We always have got liking. I like to do this way, I like to do this, don't do that. And Guru may say something which you may not like to do. Because we have got a pattern of nature, all of us, that makes it difficult. That is called tapasya. If you can do that, then you are successful in spiritual life. Whether externally it is that or not, doesn't matter. But you achieve perfection, successful in spiritual life. Things will be dirty, things will be clear. Otherwise, cheto dharpana marjana. If the heart is not clean, it will be very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. How much you accomplish or become, take all responsibilities, but heart is not clean, you will stumble in your progress.
How?
I was listening to this one. This thing what I was just now saying, Prabhupada's tape. I was this morning listening in the samadhi. Your heart is not clean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, first clean the heart. This is the devotee which, devotee faces this difficulty. After doing so much service, taking so much responsibility, later on, something happens, he leaves. Yes, sorry, Mataji.
Isn't it that doing the service that cleans the heart?
Also, of course, that is also cleans the heart, yeah. But sometimes it's, I told, sometimes we don't act what Guru says, reluctant. So that is why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, devotional service is just like, current is flowing one direction, it's just like taking it to the complete opposite direction, turn it to opposite. It's very difficult sometimes, isn't it? In other words, to change our nature is very difficult, but it's actually like that. Nataji, sorry.
Sorry, we started later, so maybe we can. How do we know that the heart is more clean than before? Because it's very difficult to say.
What? Mm-hmm. Sounds very good. Yeah, good
sometimes
question.
Sometimes we do good service after many years, but we don't change the heart. And maybe sometimes we think, oh, I'm so clean and so pure, but somebody behind can see you worse than ever.
Yes. And there is external cleaning and the inside cleaning. Now, more or less, if we surrender more and more to Krishna, and according to scripture, which is sometimes we don't do, we will find gradually, we become, in general it means, Samana Shastra, you become more free from lust and greed. And you go more detail, it's called lust, greed, kaam, krodh, anger, moha. Illusion, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha. Mod, pride, matsuj, enviousness. You see, you are becoming clean. It is not so easy. Yes?
No.
It's not so easy. But, Baba said, it becomes easier provided we repent for our past activity. If we think, in past I did so many nonsense, if we think of so many things you did, then if you repent for that, cry for that, then easily it becomes clean. Usually we are popped up. I have accomplished this, I am that, I am so many movement, either for my accomplishment, or for my knowledge, or for my position, accomplishment, covers up. All committing offense to others, hurt maybe devotee who just joined, or much inferior than me in status, position. It's quite natural, yes? It's possible. But if you are humble, not. As a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadavi Sunichan, it is very easy to say. But actually, to become Trinadavi Sunichan is not so easy. Isn't it? Mm. Yes? Mm. It is not so easy. It's something with the pride and false ego. Very difficult to get rid of false ego.
I think a nice
point. Even so, after giving obeisances, you may not be actually at heart so much submissive. But you have to do official things. Isn't it possible? Mm. Possible. Quite. It's quite possible. I've seen. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, this paying obeisance to all these things is very good in the preliminary stage, but if your heart is not like that, that means it is more or less like a physical exercise that people do in the school, making asana, standing on head, like that. It's just like that. Just like an external.
It's hard to offer obeisances if you don't believe it. If you don't feel like offering obeisances, it's hard to do it. It's hard to get down on the ground.
It's true. But there is also a degree, you have to understand. And everything. Purity has also a degree. It's not just this five, everything. Six. It's a degree there. Everything.
Maharaj, I had a nice point the other day that...
One is humble, human mind to pure obeisance, maybe any living entity. Yes? More one become pure? Yes?
So if we don't feel like offering obeisances, then we're not very humble?
I don't know, I'm just quoting from the acharyas. Usually all of us got degree of false pride. You have to say false ego, false pride.
It's physically difficult to get down on the ground. offer your obeisances. It's physically difficult.
I say, great Vaishnava to his own god brother. Maybe his senior is still going to touch his feet. How do you think? Is it easy or difficult?
Difficult,
huh? I think it depends on person, how much he's become clean. Somebody is your contemporary, you're competing with him. Now, I don't think everybody will go and touch his feet with heart. When his heart become very pure, he won't mind.
It's easier to bend down and touch the feet than to get down on the ground on your hands and knees.
Is it?
It's easier to bend over and
But down. How many will do, you think? You do? Somebody your contemporary will do?
So it's not an insult to just touch them. Sometimes people take offense if you touch them.
Yeah, but if somebody knows he's pure, he's my god brother or god sister, saying like that, like disciple, guru may not say he knows he's good standing in Krishna consciousness. He don't mind purposes. Purpose, it doesn't matter because he's pure, he's touching, but he's okay.
Is that a good practice to do?
Usually it is not done. Touching somebody's feet is quite making himself lower.
Heavy.
In India.
Making what?
Making himself very humble.
In one point I heard...
touching somebody's feet means taking the dust of his feet on my head. Isn't it? But one can do it mechanically. I remember early days. We used to go and touch something, dust came again and touch his feet again. That is different movement, just like a family, right? Brothers, sisters fighting and all that.
I remember when we were first in the temple, but when you woke up in the morning...
And taking sea watch, look, what is going on? And eat from his plate, how is them there? You do that just for fun. Because this is like a family, that is different.
Yeah, I remember all the devotees used to offer obeisances to the other devotees first thing in the morning. Yeah. As soon as they saw a devotee, they would offer their obeisances. And it was like a big offense if you didn't offer an obeisance.
Yeah,
nice point of the other day was that if we follow the regular principles constantly, it makes you sober minded. If you're sober, it brings humility.
The purpose of following all these things is to bring our spontaneous, our the constitutive position, whatever it may be, you're supposed to, all the qualities spontaneously will come. That is the purpose. That is what it's called is disciple. Disciple means one is disciplined. I don't want to, but pay him obeisance. Sometimes Prabhupada is telling some of his sannyasi. Now your parents come, pay him obeisance, don't think you have become big, to humble him.
Your parents come and pay obeisances?
Prabhupada made them sometimes.
Brahmananda, he made him pay obeisances to his mother. When she came to the temple in 1966.
Don't think overnight you change there, that means your heart become like. It's not so easy. Don't take it for granted everything. This is what matters, is where your heart is. Some people take in such, then I tell one story. One day in a roof in Mayapur, all the GVC is going, and then one devotee is telling. Prabhu is telling one of the GVC or somebody, the old devotee is saying, I'm thinking, what else shall I do? Now shall I get married or take sannyas? Prabhupada was quite far, and he was in the front at one Sanita. Who said? I heard somebody talking, and everybody come. You are thinking, shall I get married or take sannyas? Never think of taking sannyas if this is your mentality. Take so cheaply. Very seriously, in India, there's an organization and good standing in spiritual understanding and standard. Scripture is said to take sannyas means some spiritually he's. I mean, socially he is dead. There is no social intercourse with it. The parents, this, that, family, this. And at the same time, you see, the demigods try to see this guy, renounced everything, let me see, we'll test him. We'll put him to test often again, so that this guy is almost, let me see, this guy is advancing fast. So it is not just external, it is the quality of a sannyasi, that is what matters. That's why Prabhupada later on said, in my society, there are many disciples there. Sometimes he could be grihastha, but he, whatever he gets, so much money he earns, collects, he always gives us. He is as good as sannyasi, he says. He said, why you have to change? This is not a sannyasi. Just to take advantage. And at one time, sarcastically, he said, sannyasi is not every day getting Mahaprasad, and everybody is paying you obeisance, Maharaj. Some people want that, like that.
Is it Krishna's arrangement you that you want?
Huh?
Sannyasi, is it Krishna's arrangement that you either are or you aren't?
I didn't understand.
Is it Krishna's arrangement that you are a sannyasi or you're not a sannyasi?
Well, let me put it this way. I won't say much. So I will say it this way. Actually, we are not here to become a sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha. We are spirit soul. You come here to become servant of Krishna, a Vaishnava. And a real Vaishnava, or a pure devotee, is beyond this Varnasram Dharma. He is not a sannyasi, he is not a brahmachari, he is not a man, woman, and all these things. He is a spirit soul, and he is supposed to offer everything for the pleasure of Krishna. And thereby he becomes dearest to Krishna. That is your comfort. But not to run an organization, they see what is the quality, his quality, his nature, tendency, accordingly he is put in a different classes, classified. These are things are temporary. After you die, who cares for who is a sannyasi? And you go to Krishna. Everything is Krishna. What you can renounce? Everything belongs to Krishna. What you can renounce? Sorry.
I put it another way. If Krishna wants you...
Am I avoiding his question?
You answered his question.
If Krishna wants you to be a pure devotee, there's nothing you can do about it anyway.
But still, we cannot be a wood whatever is a piece of matter, we have got a free will. See, you understand? So Krishna knows deep within your heart, and we should also act. We cannot remain like a wooden piece, and we should react on different situation, time, circumstances. Accordingly, Krishna is reciprocate. Krishna can see it there. Any moment we can just kill ourselves. Though Krishna knows in general what is his nature. So you can tell, it is not the everything I am predestined. Prabhupada didn't say that. These things are very intricate. But in general we can tell something like that. There's many things like that, which is like this free will. It's so many times discussed. One time Prabhupada said, actually you don't have free will. It is so minute you have got free will. Huh? Little Krishna gave, it's almost nothing. You just do what Krishna said. That is your free will. Sometimes Prabhupada say like that. Because devotees cannot understand this free will business. It's because there is very complicated, intricate this thing. Free will. He says, by Krishna's will I am doing. Or I have got independence. You have got little independence, of course. It's almost nothing. Better, what Krishna's free will, Krishna's will is you obtain it to please Krishna. That's all. What I understand, I am telling you. If there is something you don't agree, you just can tell, you don't have to accept it. That's what I understood from that. And as far as I remember, what Prabhupada says. These things are debatable, many, that's on free will, how we fell from the spiritual world, or where we come from. These things are all the time they are discussing. And better avoid and think, if you are shot by an arrow, you don't think of where the arrow come from. Rather, let us get rid of and become free of it. So, we have fallen in this material existence. Prabhupada said, different one thing he said, we are first of all Krishna conscious. Now, you go back to Godhead. So, let us become Krishna conscious, then you go back to Godhead. So, he said, you go back to Godhead, that be there. This I don't want to discuss, because I think different person to say different thing.
Maharaj? We want to become Vaishnava and go back to spiritual, sannyasi, brahmacharis, doesn't matter so much. But we are...
At one level.
Yeah.
At some level it is necessary. You want to run an organization, you've got to have some sannyasi to preach. Mm-hmm. And who is considered an authority in scripture, and everybody, the common respect, everybody has to listen and accept it. If you misuse it, then again it becomes all watered down and people don't...
So I have a question.
Which happens sometimes.
I have a question about this brahmachari ashram. Mm. Is that brahmacharis, they should go out and beg alms for the spiritual master?
Ideal cases like that. Ideal cases.
Ideal
like
case.
That. But depending on time, circumstances, perhaps Prabhupada molded it.
Now in ISKCON, the brahmacharis, they're taking commission for selling books, they're taking some Lakshmi.
Brahmachari?
Yeah. So I was told this today.
He's brahmachari.
So I'm trying to understand. Like my Lakshmi situation is, I don't have any Lakshmi, and if I need any, I ask my authority, and that's it. And but other devotees are telling me you should have some Lakshmi just in case there's some problem in this and that.
You ask people, Maharaj. Depending on time, circumstance, there may be some consideration.
Actually, some brahmacharis there in the West are...
I know in some temples.
They buy the books from the BBT and they sell the books.
Maybe for preaching outside the world, different parts of the world.
It's just for convenience, you know, it's an easier,
maybe there's
more
some
responsible way to manage it.
Yes. There may be some cases there. But as far as I know, Prabhupada set up some example. Now there are new situations sometimes, so leader might adjust something and alter little change, modify.
This is what
suppose somebody wants to go, it's like her. Somebody says, some girl from Italy or somewhere, she wants to come to India, but he joined. And they say, you have to collect, you distribute that many books, you collect your things, and say, she's allowed. So there are some cases there. Every town and village. So how Prabhupada had this ditty of Radha Lananashara? Interesting. Maybe we should read to you. Even though Prabhupada's quarter were incomplete and a temple renovation made seven very place noisy and hectic, Prabhupada decided to move in. "I'm not attached to a comfortable apartment," he said. "My attachment is to living in the association of devotees." He was moving into the temple at a time when the record sales were low and the devotees were having to purchase supplies piecemeal whenever they got money. Yet, with Prabhupada living with them and supervising their work, they were satisfied. What is piecemeal?
One piece at a time.
Oh, we know that. One day, Mr. Doyle phoned representing a large London Hindu society. He had heard the devotees wanted Radha Krishna deities and he had a pair he would donate. When Prabhupada heard the news, he sent Tamal Krishna, Mukunda and Sham Sundar to Mr. Doyle's home to see the deities. Radha and Krishna were white marble and stood about 3 feet high. Never before had the devotees seen such large deities, and they offered obeisances. When they returned to the temple and told Prabhupada, he said, "Take me there at once."
Is it Tamal Krishna, Sham Sundar?
And
Mukunda.
This is in London?
Yes. It's a well-known story as I'm reading this. I was not present, I just heard that.
Excited? Well, that's 1969, is it?
69, towards the end, maybe. Radha and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, accompanied by Sham Sundar, Mukunda and Tamal Krishna arrived by van at Mr. Doyle's home. Prabhupada entered the living room and sat down. The deities, covered by cloth, stood on a table in the corner. Tamal Krishna was about to unveil them when Prabhupada checked him. "No, that's all right." Prabhupada sat and spoke with Mr. Doyle, asking him about his work and where he had come from in India. And he met Mr. Doyle's family. Prabhupada and his host chatted while the devotee listened. "Swamiji," Mr. Doyle said at length, "I want to show you my deities." "Yes," Prabhupada replied, "I will see them after some time." Prabhupada began to speak about his Krishna consciousness mission, and after a while, Mr. Doyle again requested, "Please take a look at these deities." And with that, he walked over and unveiled Radha and Krishna. "Oh, yes," Prabhupada said, folding his hands respectfully. Mr. Doyle explained that he had ordered the deities from India for his own use, but in transit, a teeny piece of Radha's finger had chipped off. Therefore, according to Hindu tradition, the deities could not be installed. "Tamal Krishna," Prabhupada said, "see how heavy these deities are." Tamal Krishna, placing one hand at Radhani's base and the other around her shoulder, lifted her. "Not so heavy," he said. "Sham Sundar," Prabhupada said, "see how heavy is Krishna." The deities were actually heavy for one man to carry, but the devotees understood Prabhupada's intention. "Not bad," Sham Sundar said, holding Krishna a few inches off the table. "Yes," Prabhupada said conclusively, "I think they are all right. Let us take them. We have our van." And suddenly, Prabhupada was leaving with his disciple following carefully, carrying Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada thanked Mr. Doyle, but Mr. Swamiji, protested Mr. Doyle, who was not prepared for this sudden exit. "Please, we will arrange to bring them. Our society will bring them." But Prabhupada was already out of the door and leading his men to the van. Please wait, Mr. Doyle persisted. We have to fix them first, then you can take them. We have an expert man, Prabhupada said. He can fix these things. Prabhupada was assuring Mr. Doyle and at the same time directing his disciples. He opened the door of the van and Shyam Sundar and Tamal Krishna slowly entered, cautiously setting Radha and Krishna within. Tamal Krishna knelt in the back to hold the deities secure, while Shyam Sundar got into the driver's seat. Now drive, Prabhupada said, and off they went, with Prabhupada smiling from the window to Mr. Doyle and his family, who stood together on the curb. What is on the curb? What is curb?
Seriously?
Shyam Sundar had driven but a few blocks when Prabhupada asked him to stop the van. Turning around in his seat, Prabhupada began offering prayers. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. I heard this story. We are enjoying different devotees the way they told their story. It's very exciting. And everybody enjoyed the whole incident, how it took place, just like a drama. I think it's a living drama, exactly. I heard many times from different devotees.
They didn't take any chances that they would bring the
deities. As far as I remember, in the early days, I saw once or twice, I forgot, at least once, I didn't, one guy saying, hey, you go to Radha Krishna temple, you got Indian, you have taken our deity.
Someone said that?
Yeah, one guy told me one day, he said, you belong to that, with this, all the Westerners? You are Indian? I said, yes. You take now a deity.
In the Hindu society.
One guy told me long ago, maybe in Oxford Street or Charing Cross Road, and I was laughing because by then I have already heard that story.
I actually heard it a little differently, okay. that the man, you know, didn't say he was going to give the deities. Mm. He just, you know, they went there to see the deities. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't fixed up that he was actually going to give them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I heard.
Yeah, I also heard that he didn't say he will give the deity. Oh, I heard that Radhana is one finger is chipped and he is hesitant to install. Yeah, he thought he is rigid very. That Indian system is something wrong with the deity, yeah. It can be used.
And so
Prabhupada took this opportunity. Yeah. So different devotees told me in a different way. They may be put in a dramatic way. We are enjoying like anything and laughing all the devotees. So much, I never forget this story. That's why today I thought I did it. And so that within a short time, they could perceive the intention of Prabhupada. Prabhupada quickly will take away without listening what he's seeing. He makes his decision on his own and take away without listening what he's saying.
I always heard it that way.
I don't know that is the guy. He said, look, you too got deity. You belong to the temple, that the foreigners? Is that Indian?
I think Saksharup Maharaj is saying it like that not to make it too antagonistic towards the Hindu society.
Good, possible.
Because that we heard it for years there, that way. They always said that story that way.
Yeah, what I heard from different old devotees, he didn't want to give all of this. He didn't tell, he didn't promise.
He was just showing the deity.
He just showed the deities, and I also heard some devotee came to know that one guy has a devotee, and there is only 3 days to install, and Prabhupada had no time, and they are in anxiety. Now, how in 3 days from India deity has to come? And so what to do? And suddenly one devotee, Prabhupada, some guy has got a deity, beautiful. Really? Then he said, you go and see. Let take me there. Let's go. While Prabhupada was preaching, Prabhupada talked to him about Krishna consciousness for some time. It is true that he wanted to show that I have got a beautiful deity. This happened. The moment he said this happened, it can be Prabhupada said, we can fix it up. Not worry. Check it out. At once, with him, the Prabhupada decisive. Make decision. He said, all right, thank you. And it's just like almost the probing, taking. And he said, Krishna is coming.
Business now.
Yeah.
It's totally
very quick, and so even devotees say we more or less Shubhak stole the deity. Some devotees stole it.
Yeah, I always heard
we just robed it.
Yeah.
They used the oil, we just stole it.
More teacher.
Huh?
More teacher. The man was, he had the deities to install, but he was hesitant because of the chipped finger.
Yeah, I heard something.
And then Prabhupada took the advantage because of that.
The moment Prabhupada says, just like looking for the opposite, the moment he said, boy, at once concluded, this chip, the canvas, alright, we'll take it, we'll fix it, we have got men. Like, I heard like that. At once, Prabhupada concluded everything. Alright, thank you, put that, take it, put it there. Let's go. Thank you.
I never heard that before that he was going to donate those deities.
Yeah, I
never heard that before. Yeah.
Is it good? I also never heard. This is what Sumar is telling. He didn't say.
Because before that book was written, when we were all talking about that, everyone used to talk about the deities, how they were installed, and we all heard that.
This is a wonderful story. I know. When I came here, I was telling, and Bhavan says, sure, you are there? I see. At that time, I didn't join very hard. I hardly. When I came. Just after that, I came. Just London, just came after a little while. I came. And time to time, I heard that, I enjoyed. You have a Pashupati ji? Like that. So many devotees say. But he is saying, he said he want to donate it like that, even before the devotees are saying, I didn't hear like that. Nobody told me like that.
No, I never heard about that.
But when Prabhupada went, he may tell that I may something or something, but before it, I didn't hear anything like that. I thought just taking it like that.
Because then what was the urgency of picking the...
But this is not mentioned, this urgency. But I know they said it's only 3 days left to install everything. People are invited, Indian High Commission, BBC, all these things. They don't know what to do. And suddenly one devotee came to Prabhupada. I came to Nini. In London, somebody has got a very beautiful deity to install. Really? I said, where is it? Let's go.
I think that was the mood very much in those days that Krishna was going to provide everything.
Yes. At those days you had the mood, and devotees will do anything and everything for the sake of Krishna. More or less, they have their philosophy like that. I don't like... It may sound to somebody, yes, really? Yeah, anything you can. We are doing like that. Sometimes it is possible from sometimes ladies to take something from the shop, take it because it is for Krishna. There's so many things they do those days. So pinching thing may be all for Krishna. How do you get it? You just bought it for Krishna. I remember. The Krishna has to offer something every day, offering. And the devotees don't know how to buy, they don't have money. They don't have even the money to buy something, for food. And so the devotee guards will go to the shop, fruit shop and tell whatever I don't know and then bring one fruit. And flowers from others, garden, these, that, here, there, bring. Very expensive flowers. Later on from convent garden. Otherwise they brought here and there, somebody said. We go to begging, we go to the market and just go there and beg for the vegetables. Whatever vegetables were getting a little rotten, cut out the bad pieces. <laughs> We can throw them out, so we just have a big trolley and then wheel them all back and trolley. Sometimes weekend, after the marketplace, what is left for our home, not good. Devotees have to pack up all, bring all those things. Make a big feast. Big samosa. 200, 300, 400 samosa making. All the bad portion of the cauliflower, the curry tower, cabbage, and all these things. Outside people don't know. They find it very delicious. And it's leftover. Devotees are happy to take what is leftover. Even leftover from the plate. Nothing left for the devotees to eat. They will be eating Sunday feast. Maybe after 4:30 or 5:30, then they are all gone. A nice drama. Boatman and professor. You know? And Sakshi Gopal is a professor. With his glass. What? 50% of your life is wasted. Did you study? You study astronomy? 50% of life is wasted. Besides, nice drama and all the Indians love. Whole room is packed up.
There seems to be a sense of duty and urgency in devotees those days. These days everyone seems really back and enjoying, you know.
I'll say devotees at that time very simple, pure and innocent. They looks like angel, I'll tell you. When I entered, to me, it's very pure, bright faces, all the boys and girls. It's like a family, brothers, sisters sitting, eating together, and whatever is there. Dressing Diti, I was dressing Radharani sometime. And all the girls, one time I said, no, I just do only Arati at night, 9 o'clock, take a bath. So there you go.
Actually, you were telling me the other night about Shyam Sundar. He's a GBC. And after the Sunday feast was finished, then all the prasadam was gone, so he...
Nothing left. And I saw in a bin, when he's thrown, he's taking from a plate, eating halwa or something like that. I from behind, I've seen this. In those days, nothing. Devotees are so pure. And prasadam is so nice. People will eat up everything, but we give them everything, as much as you can eat. Then what is left over, you used to eat. And from their plate, I remember, in the basement room, you remember, all the paper plates this size, and little halwa, half a pakora, samosa, something, only no stuff inside, samosa, only the cover eating. And devotees are happy with this. Because you can't afford to buy anything, simply. What is thrown, buy, get it. And sometimes the shopkeepers will say, you come early, otherwise the nun come, they take away. So you have to go. It is a competition between nun and the us. Who can go to... what is that area? The market? Flowers?
Covent Garden.
Covent Garden. Now they have changed the whole thing. Huh? They make modern style market. I heard. I've seen that people are protesting.
That's a big theater area. Also, I was thinking about that time when Tribhuvanath, there was a warehouse fire, and there were all in a clothing warehouse, and so he went there, and there were some jackets that, you know, were anorak jackets that were burned in the fire. So he got them donated to the temple, and
oversized.
Every devotee in the temple had an anorak jacket that had big burn marks across the back or down the sleeve or, you know, somewhere, you know, and the whole chanting Sangatana party was on Oxford Street, going down Oxford Street, and all had these jackets with all these burn marks all over the back, and odd socks. One red sock, one black sock.
And you go to Sankirtan, and those giggling girls, yeah, from the office, are like this, these Hare Krishna crazy, are here, just to take some water and throw on the head from top floor, half, fifth floor, sixth floor, all the departmental store, all these young girls, all the boys, those are young, you know, working in the departmental stores. Look, those crazy Hare Krishnas, they are chanting ponytail, and they throw water on their head. Do it like that. And one guy in Leicester Square, sometimes see this guy is a drunk, all this time walking in the streets, middle age. He says, hey, Hare Krishna and that, they're chanting, chanting. He will, after they go, from behind, they'll pull their, pull them by the shikha. And in the turn, he says, he's walking in the other direction, as if he doesn't know anything. So many times that guy did that. I remember no incident like that.
Also, the devotees never had their own dhoti in those
days. Right? Yeah. They didn't have something in soap. We will write down like this on a paper. These things are required. And the Indians will come, some and give some blanket. Some side provide milk. We didn't have used to milk even at night. Then one day, first day milk. We were so joyful. And Prabhupada said, before you go to bed, everybody should have milk. And read Krishna book. And I was reading Krishna and all listening. And some pujari after doing puja and come, little mahaparin and making all sitting together. Very nice. Many incidents like that.
And they used to put the dhoti when they had a laundry day and all the clothes went to the laundry and nothing belonged to anybody.
Who don't know who belonged to whom. His name dress and they put on any pick up which fits you, you put on. We don't have anybody, this is my dress, this is your dress.
No one owns anything.
And And sometimes don't come for noon prasad, they will bring bread, and some guard sometimes says, I will be mercy. Give me, save the burnt one for me. That Dhanja's wife, she was not married then. Balagopal and few others, I remember. And sometimes we won't come in the noontime from the Sankirtan, and the prasadam will be taken there. Bread, sweet bread, or maybe chapati, and dal, and vegetable means only top or the green portion of the radish. Put there, that's all.
Wow.
And thick, that's all. Sabji. And so they leave there and put the tape. One. And they'll be listening to Prabhupada's lecture, and for 20 minutes, everybody call, come here in one park and sit down and eat there in the park and listen to Prabhupada's tape. Take a little break, 20 minutes, and go again go for chanting and listening. Sometime I remember, from the morning, after breakfast, morning, whole day chanting, come back at 10 o'clock, I remember. You go to Pigalli Sakar region, still usually not allowed. Police will chase us. And then there is some road, South Audley Street, I remember, few road, which links Piccadilly Circus to Oxford Street. Then when the departmental store are closed, at night we go to Piccadilly Circus, Leicester Square, Odeon, and all these areas. And some areas, Red Light Square almost, like inside of Odeon, Leicester Square, and Regent Street, and Oxford Street, whole area is like that. Sometimes devotees, though new, they are not affected. And those girls, striptease girls will come and sometimes take magazine, we give prasad, something like that. I remember. From the window, they will watch, hey, what are you doing? And come down. We give them prasad. But though there be all nonsense, all pictures of striptease club, the devotees are not that much affected. They are so innocent, I remember. Just off Piccadilly Circus, all the alleys, all full of all this.
I've heard through Harinam the devotees are purifying.
Yeah. 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 It's very purifying. When I was in college and after sometime holiday, and sometime my father is asking me to come back, I don't know what to do, and seeing these boys chanting and some girls, sometime 12, sometime 25, something like that, some boys and girls with nice sari, look very bright faces, nice tilak, midanga kartal, it's very purifying. The whole atmosphere is very purifying. Oxford Street, this side and that side. By the Silk Ridges, C and A, they will be chanting up to Marble Arch and then coming back. And so many days. Then one day, from South Audley Street or somewhere, which that street on big, not Regent Street, coming from Piccadilly Circus to, then there is a New Zealand Embassy and American Express. What is that road's name?
Regent Street?
That is not Regent Street. Regent Street is much wider.
Between
Piccadilly
Circus and Piccadilly Circus.
Oxford Street and Piccadilly Circus. There's one street where New Zealand building is standing, embassy. Very all glass, whole thing is glass. 10-story, I forgot. I still remember. Opposite side, Haymarket. Maybe Haymarket. I forgot the notes. Maybe that street or South Orleans Street, not that, where one Indian consulate is there. High Commission is a big embassy. Besides there also there are more. There's so many Indian. So I was coming and one devotee gave me one magazine. And since I had got hard days, I can't afford spending money for books. Other than my absolutely necessary. This is my money to go back to my house, dig. Maybe I have got 5 shilling or 10 shilling, I forgot, very little money. And I have to give them half a crown or 5 shilling, I don't know, I forgot. And I'm reluctant. They didn't ask for money, they said, take this magazine. They may be chasing, police being chased, they're running. They saw me and said, hey, take this. Then I said, no, I'm just choosing. No, I can't. But I thought, I must have to give something if you give me such a colorful magazine. He said, no, it's time if you should, take. And I said, what? And I said, I have got this only, I'm sorry. That's okay. I come and I walk back to my place. And nothing else. I remember I had nothing.
How long did it take you to walk home?
I forgot, maybe half an hour or so, more. More maybe, 45 minutes or so. Yeah, from there to Camden Town, Tufnell Park, how far? Somewhere there. It may take hour maybe, 45 minutes. I think. If I go by bus, it may take half a crown. Or by tube, more or less same. I think. Isn't it those days? I didn't have anything in my pocket except that money I gave. It must be from half a crown to 5 shillings. Not more. I hide it under my this table. Because any guy see, there are all many students there in that house, Indian. I didn't have much money, so I had to stay with the Indians. Previously, sometimes the foreign devotee is staying, foreigners. So they don't. I don't open, and so much smell of the incense. I time to time at night to lock the door and open it. So nice smell, very fragrant, very purifying.
I always remember that the first time I got a Bhagavad Gita. Just take it home and smell it.
Strong smell. Then I don't know where they is. I didn't look for it. I went to British Museum. One day coming, I saw a young boy having a tail like a pony tail, and he's polishing the knob of the door, which is, and on top it is very nice color, cream color like this, in Radha Krishna temple, isn't it? Like that, blue color, sky blue, navy blue, not so dark on top one. Right?
I was in the Bhaktivedanta Manor first, 14 years ago, I was there for a weekend. And the smell of this scent of incense always stayed with me. It was this beautiful smell of Shungama, finger on it. And then when I joined the devotees about 5 years ago, I came across that smell again. I thought, I brought back memories, you know. The smell is very powerful.
I see that temple in Dari Place, you can smell it.
Anywhere, the smell of
it. About half a block away. Right around, there's a pub on the corner, and you're walking up Tottenham Court Road, not Tottenham,
Highburn,
Bloomsbury
and Highburn.
You're walking up there, and you can smell the incense right from around
distant.
The corner.
That's right. You know, like, near the pub.
Yeah, before you get to the hotel, you smell the incense, and then you come around the corner, and then you smell so much. And then you open the door, and all the smoke comes out of the door.
Smelling the incense offered to Krishna, you become devotee.
Yeah.
Flower and...
They used to burn so much incense on the temple. Incense. You know, like it used to be coming out and like smoke, like it was on fire, practically. Open the door and all the smoke comes out. It's very mystical.
Yeah, very mystical. And Prabhupada, when he used to come, whole place was packed up, and devotees from the top, all the girls would be shower flowers on Prabhupada's hands. So, even in the morning sometimes, especially when Prabhupada comes from the airport, he would be shower flowers on top, those are staying in the temple. Most of the devotees used to go away, except few. Yes?
Most of
them? Except few, two, three, they may be there. One who is cooking for the deity, one pujari who will be, these two, and maybe one. Otherwise, most of the duty used to go to receive Prabhupada in the airport.
Actually, in London, there was no restriction about devotees going on morning walks. Anyone could go on a morning walk. Other places, everyone was allowed to go.
Yeah.
In Mayapur here, it was only the sannyasis used to go. Yeah. There, anyone.
Could go.
Actually, in the manor there, Bhaktivedanta Manor there, the whole temple went on a morning walk.
Yeah.
If the cow can go around. I saw. Hey, there are moodies like Vrindavan. I like this. Any time I get chance, go to South India, I like to go and stay there overnight. I like that place. If you get chance, you should go. Like that, many temples, many stories. Also, Bithal.